when we look at the tonnages on our roads and the cost of it to the nation and also to families, I think we cannot really count it. I think as a country, we need to take a bolder step in terms of what we want to put in place to try and curtail or reduce the kind of road accidents that we are getting on our roads. I think as a government, we've taken a serious look at this, and various ministry, departments, and agencies, there are various roles to play in terms of making sure that the roads are looking right, making sure that there's proper education, and also contractors who have been mandated to do various projects on our roads would adhere to the principles in terms of when and where to sort of keep stance and also conduct the activities, so at least to not create a situation where cars will run into them and we have this sort of accident. The most important thing that we ought to look at as a government, and the president has mandated the Ministry of Roads and Transport and other aligned institutions to look seriously into it as to how we can help in making sure that our roads are no more trouble, and also putting measures to reconstruct some of these roads.
You heard a government spokesperson on infrastructure, Richard Essentieboa. The Director of Research, Education and Training of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Alexander Obing, attributed the carnage on the roads to speeding and the use of vehicles that are not roadworthy. He asked motorists to check their vehicles for regular maintenance.
The issue on our table may not necessarily be statistics, but rather the number of crashes, accidents that we have been reported to police officers across the country. We're talking in the region of 1,170, and the vehicles that are owned by Ghanaians that have been lost through road crashes, and we're talking about over 1,000, and live Ghanaians or road users that have been killed in January and then 3rd January and 31st, about 190.
Can you confirm the figure again?
I think I said that in January 1st and 31st of January, we lost 180 on our road, and there's a marginal increase over that of last year in period. And the trend is same for those who have been injured and are receiving treatment either at various hospitals or at school. And
that was the Director of Research, Education and Training of the Ghana Police Service, DSP Alexander Obing, talking to us earlier on.